Bo, it's interesting because we've seen your dad here and working with the team. And sort of one of the big stories about baseball are, you know, fathers and sons playing baseball. And I'm just wondering, how different is the relationship when you're a professional and you this is part of your career path? It's not simply fathers and son out there having a great time and throwing the ball around. There's actual work being performed.
I mean, my dad's my coach in the off season. So for me, having around has been, I mean, honestly, way better than I expected it would be. You know, I had good hopes coming in, but it's been amazing to have like my off-season coach here with me during spring training, and you know, our relationship really hasn't been that much different.
It is a different environment than when you're obviously working with your dad at home in your own facility. Is there kind of a process of getting used to having to share him with the other guys though as well?
Honestly, I let him do his thing with them. I don't really. I'll do my stuff with him if I feel like I need it afterwards, where everybody's kind of done. But during the day, I let my teammates, you know, have their jab at him if they want it. But you know, for me and him, really the relationship isn't much different at all.
Well, how's this spring been different than last spring for you?
You know, a lot different. A lot different. I think for me, it's. I'm learning, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to get best prepared for opening day. You know, last year I was just trying to impress people. So this year it's more focused, you know, on me and what I need to do to be ready for, what is it, March 26th. So, you know, I think I've done a pretty good job of that, just kind of ramping up, you know, not doing too much too early. But, you know, I think it's been good so far.
It's part of that, like, it's just, you know, it's interesting to say, like, trying to impress people, like, in the sense that, you wanted, you know, not so much, you know, that you're an unknown commodity around here, but like I think I just talk a little bit more about what last year was like, you know, as the, you know, the kind of the debutante here, you know, being the guy that's, you know, as opposed to being an established big league player.
Yeah, I mean, spring training's pretty, like, if you're not in the big leagues or at least have been around a little bit and on the 40 man or someone who's a non-roster invitee but has been in the big leagues, like, they're more cautious with your energy. When you're a young guy coming in, you're in every single game, you're on every road trip, and it's really tough mentally and physically. Like, it's a lot. You know, you're basically in a regular season, you know, a month and a half before it starts. So it's a lot different, a lot different. It took a toll on me last year, more mentally than anything, just because I was so focused and trying to do my thing and let everybody know what I could do. So this year's definitely been better. I feel fresh. You know, we've got a couple more weeks left, but I still feel fresh. So I'm excited with it.
Now, we noticed after one of your games, I guess it was yesterday's game, you came out and you did extra hitting work, but you also did extra fielding work as well. How important is it for you and players in general to find a balance between defense and hitting when you're, you know, in your extra work?
Very important. I mean, there's two sides to the game. So, I mean, I don't think, obviously there's a bit more of an emphasis put on the offensive side, but, you know, I think to keep your head in the right spot and be able to perform at the highest level you can, performing on both sides of the ball is going to help you on both sides of the ball. So, you know, I think for me, I really love what I'm doing on both sides right now. And so for me, it's just about continuing to work out the kinks right now and learn from every at-bat I have, every single play I make in the field, and then I can go out and try and fix it, whether it be that day after the game or the next day in the morning.
What do you, but when you look at the team that's coming together here this year, what does it look like to you? And again, that group of you guys who are kind of all the same generation, 1 year down the road, how do you see the evolution? How do you see this team, you know, heading into 2020?
Man, I think we're getting underestimated big time. You know, I think we've got a lot of guys who can put up huge numbers, and nobody's really taking that into account. And obviously for us to perform, that's going to have to happen. You know, as a team, like, we're going to have guys that step up and do things that people aren't expecting. But I think that we're all pretty confident it's going to happen. So, you know, we've got an ace now who's going to go out there, and he's going to, you know, I tell people he's not only going to give us a chance to win, but he might win some games for us. And so, I mean, the way he pitched yesterday was unreal. Every single wherever Jano's glove was, I mean, it was being hit. So that's the kind of guy that we needed, and to see that yesterday was, it was super encouraging.
How much is leadership going to play a role in your development this year? Because, you know, when Charlie came over here, he talked about the Tampa Bay Rays of a couple of years ago where they had, you know, massive influx of guys like Willie Adames, and they also had some holdover guys, and the idea of kind of allowing the young guys to take charge of the clubhouse while also making it clear that the older guys still have their, you know, still have their role to play. How important does that leadership fit into what you're trying to do?
Yeah, I think having leaders in the clubhouse is definitely big for a team, having, you know, obviously leaders who go about it the right way. You know, for me, I've got so much to worry about my game. I've got 2 months in the big leagues. I've got a long way to go. You know, a lot to prove this year. And so for me, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to handle myself the right way. I'm going to practice hard. I'm going to play hard. You know, I'm going to prepare. And so for me, that's all I'm really worried about. I'm not too worried about establishing myself as a leader or anything like that. But, you know, with that being said, if people want to look at me as that way, you know, I'm definitely going to be making sure that the way that I go about the game, the things that I do, are something that is to be looked up to.
How about the off-field demands, Bo? Because, you know, you become in a lot of ways the face of this team. I think people would agree. You're asked to do a lot of stuff like you're doing right now. There's going to be more of that when you get back to Toronto. You know, Winterfest was a big deal. How do you feel about, like, I know you take how seriously you take the job and preparing to be on the field, but how about the off-field stuff, and how comfortable are you with what's going to be asked of you?
You know, that's a good question, and I've spent a lot of time talking about it with my family and everything. So, you know, the baseball game, that's my first priority. You know, and I think that things that bring attention to the game of baseball, things that, you know, are beneficial to the game of baseball, are things that I enjoy doing. Things that I think are important for not just me, but my peers and the people coming after me. So those type of things are all right. But I've already, I mean, with things in the off season, I've already set boundaries. You know, like most of the stuff I'm doing are in the off season, and when the season starts, that's not, you know, stuff that I'll be open to doing. You know, I've got a pretty important job and a demanding job that I have to be involved with. But in terms of stuff that I have to do during the season, you know, I'll just do it and do what I can. I mean, there's nothing really, I don't think you can really prepare for it, but except for experience, you know, and I don't really have much of that so far in the big leagues. So, you know, it'll just be a learning process.
You know, we talked about Dante being here, but your mom has also played a huge role in your development as an athlete, not just as a person. You've talked about that. How does her role compare to Dante's role in your development as an athlete?
Well, if you want to compare on which one was bigger, you know, probably my mom, honestly. I mean, my dad obviously gave me everything I needed physically and mentally and all that, like how to think on the field. And he gave me all, like, the baseball-specific stuff. But, man, I mean, growing up, my dad was with my mom, with my brother a lot. You know, we were both playing baseball at the same time, travel ball and stuff like that. So my dad was with my brother most of the time. My mom was with me. And so my mom learned a lot about baseball, and she, you know, after games, man, she would come up to me like, you look indecisive, you look this and that, like, and I was like, yeah, you're right, you know. And so to this day, I mean, through the minor leagues, through in the big leagues, everything, you know, I feel like I would get, right when I felt like I needed a text, I would get a text from my mom telling me how I looked up there. And, you know, she wasn't telling me what pitch I needed to look for, what mechanical adjustment I needed. She would just tell me how I looked. You know, I looked indecisive, or I looked afraid of something, or, you know, whatever it is. But she's been huge in terms of that, and just mentally always, you know, growing up, she would only get mad at me if there was some sort of lack of focus or I didn't prepare well enough for that game, you know, stuff like that. She didn't care about the results. She just cared about what I did leading up to that game and how I handled it. And so I think that's been huge for me, you know, just knowing that all I can really control is how I practice and how I affect my teammates and everything like that. So she was huge in that way.
If you have a tough day, which of them do you call first?
I would say most of the time my mom, but it really depends. I mean, a lot of times, I mean, my dad would tell you, I mean, probably once a month I'll call him and be like, Dad, I need you. I need you to come up here because I got no idea what's going on. You know, and that happens to every hitter. So, I mean, my dad's my guy for that. I think that when things are going tough and kind of like bad luck kind of thing, and I feel good, but I'm just not having much success, that would probably be when I call my mom. And I think that happens more often than just having no clue about what's going on. So, but yeah, I mean, they definitely serve different purposes, but the same, same level of, how you say, importance. So, yeah.